Okay, I'm calling the special council meeting of Tuesday, February the 10th to order, and we all have the agenda before us. Are there any, I guess if it's a special meeting, we cannot change anything on the agenda. So the agenda is before us as presented. I'll ask if there's any, we need an approval of the agenda. I'll ask for an approval of agenda. Counselor Trask, please. Is there any, we'll go to number three. Is there any declarations of conflict with any council members with this agenda? Or items on the agenda, I should say. No, I see none. So we'll move to item number four. And who will take that away?
Hader will be.
All right, Hader, you're on. Thank you.
Good morning again. This is the Biosolids Pipeline Corridor Project endorsement. Before I start, I will mention that we do have representatives from the city of Saskatoon with us virtually as well at the end. If there are any questions directly for the city, they'd be able to address those. But starting off, council may recall that during the September council meeting of 2025, council made the motion to endorse the Biosolids Pipeline Corridor Project, subject to the city of Saskatoon receiving a provincial grant for the project. The city of Saskatoon has advised that they haven't been able to receive provincial funding for this specific project, which means council's original condition hasn't been satisfied. Having said that, the city of Saskatoon and their council have approved funding the upsizing of the pipelines through their own budgets. So the project is staying the same as it was initially when council had approved it. But because of that, the construction and the within the right of way requires council's endorsement again, with the removal of the provincial funding condition. We've talked about the benefits of the project during the September meeting, so and they're listed in the report, so I won't go through them again. Just a couple other pieces that are worth mentioning. It's worth noting that council has already endorsed the Martinsville water and wastewater lines, and these lines do require the Saskatoon Biosolid pipelines being in place in order to function. And the City of Saskatoon water treatment project overall has received other levels of government funding, provincial, I believe, and federal. And this piece of the project is crucial to for that. And in recent discussions, SAS Water also expressed their encouragement for the RM's Council to support this initiative, as they have projects, future projects that would benefit from this pipeline corridor. SAS Water is contemplating an option to construct a smaller diameter pipeline from the wastewater plant to the SAS Water pump station. And then from there, a new pipeline would connect to their existing 8-inch water line, and that runs through north to the Corman Park industrial area. And this purple water pipeline would be owned and operated by SAS Water. And of course, this would open up significant capacity for development in the RM's industrial area. In addition, the P4G submitted a letter of support for this project. Their regional oversight committee encouraged the RM to support the Biosolids Corridor project, independent of receiving the provincial funding. With this project, along with Martinsville project, that will provide an opportunity to support the development of the regional servicing hub, which would require high volumes of water and wastewater services. This pipeline corridor project is a critical infrastructure project that supports the sustainable water and wastewater management for both the city of Saskatoon as well as the surrounding region. With respect to options, we've outlined three options for council's consideration. Option number one is to endorse the project. Option number two is to endorse the project with a condition of upgrading Range Road 3051 between Penner Road and Township Road 382 to an all-weather gravel road standard. Option number three, endorsing the project with Range Road 3051 upgrade, same as option two, and water and wastewater capacity for the RM. And I'll just speak briefly to the option number two and three with respect to an all-weather gravel road standard. We've discussed the option of having a paved road instead of a gravel road, and there are a few considerations that go into that. One, of course, is the upfront capital cost. Secondly, is the maintenance associated with that the RM would have to undertake into the future. And for the first likely 10, 15 years, the cost would be less to the RM for a new paved road. But once it hits that 10, 15 year mark, when there's major rehab work is required, the cost is likely going to be significantly more than a gravel road, especially for a road that doesn't see a lot of traffic as it is. And the other consideration is with the right-of-way. With a paved road, we require additional right-of-way, which means acquiring land from adjacent landowners. And in a couple of areas, land would mean there are mature trees that the farmers have planted along this side, and those would have to be removed if we were to look at widening the right-of-way there. Given Council's previous endorsement and the regional significance of the project, administration is recommending option two. So with that, the formal recommendation is that Council proceeds with option two of endorsing the Biosolids Pipeline Corridor project with a condition of upgrading Range Road 3051 between Penner Road and Township Road 382 to an all-weather gravel road standard. Recommendation number two is to resend the previous resolution to endorse the pipeline corridor project subject to the provincial grant for the project.
All right. Thank you, Hayter, for the report. Public Works has come forward with two recommendations. I'll open it up for debate at the council table, please. Councillor Prum.
Yeah, I have a number of comments more than anything else, I guess, is... this is almost 5 months in the making, and I am frankly disappointed in the actions of our city partners. We have not achieved or received any information, even to some of our concerns that we raised back in September. One was the chemical that they were going to use to remove the struvolite out of these lines moving forward. We've received no documentation that back then they told us, well, it's being tried elsewhere. Well, you now had 5 more months to update us with some information, and they have not done that whatsoever. Talking with a few of the people that are involved in engineering and in construction of pipelines, they've drawn to my attention that putting manholes in a gravel road is an engineering nightmare. And I'm just going to leave it at that point. I'm not going to ask for comments back. I'm just telling you some of these things. The other thing that has come to my attention via the Penner family, Mr. Penner phoned me about 2-3 weeks ago, is there is a cemetery from the family on the south corner of Penner and 3051, which they have asked that if this proceeds, they want to make sure that that is respected, just so that everybody is aware of that. The question I do have for Hyder here this morning is, in the material you've provided, there's the comments from SASP Water about a future smaller line for Purple Water. And it says SASP Water will contemplate, or however you termed it this morning, about the availability of Purple Water. And I guess I don't want to be a pessimist, but I'm concerned, because SASP Water was supposed to control the potable water too that comes into Corman Park. And then the city of Saskatoon puts in all kinds of stipulations to SASP Water about how they can get water from the treatment plant. So my question is SASP Water going to give us access to the Purple Water, or is the city going to tell SASP Water if they can get access, yes or no? So I do need an answer to that one.
Maybe I'll defer to Kerry, as he was present at the meeting with SASP Water.
Yeah, so SASP Water, this will be solely owned and operated by SASP Water, with the intent of providing enough water for up to three canola crushing plants, or three rockets, or three. So that basically those would be, the benefit to the RM is that those would be located more than likely in that industrial area. So that would be basically that benefit. And they have said that we would get access to it.
Okay. Mr. Chair, if I may continue just a couple
sure,
of
you
items.
Bet.
Once again, I bring to committee's attention the old lines. Once a construction of a new, because the reality is there will be a new line at some point where that is. The decommissioning of the old lines. And the more I think about it, the more I've come to the realization this should be a mandatory stipulation in this recommendation. Because if we look into Western Saskatchewan in the oil industry, when an oil well is to be decommissioned, the company that had the well must decommission. We have water wells in this province that get decommissioned and they need to be dealt with by the ratepayer. And I would say that as a council member that represents this area, I would be appalled if I didn't bring this forward today to say, you know what, this must be stipulated. It's not even, to me, not even a question, because how can we leave manholes and posts and pipes out of the ground? This morning I drove by it on purpose. There's greater than a dozen of these on 3050 and on Penner Road. And I'm just like, what's right about allowing another jurisdiction to leave something as a liability to my municipality? And we've had too many examples over the years that have come back to us, even dealing with environmental things. To me, I think it just needs to be part of the recommendation. And I will hold fast at the end of the day for me to seek approval. To me, the city has two options: pave the road and do it properly. And if you don't want to, because it's all about growth. And if it is about growth, then at the end of the day, the maintenance costs and the future repairs of the asphalt will be minimal, because there will be so much growth in that area, it will take care of the maintenance and the repair issue of the asphalt. If they do not want to do that, then frankly, at the end of the day, even the Penner family has offered, this line could go west half a mile like the ratepayers have constantly asked for. And frankly, the city wouldn't even be obligated at that point to build any road to a road standard or anything. Whatever they would need to just service it, we're finding ways to actually save them money if they would actually listen to the ratepayers in my division. With that, Mr. Chair, I'm not making a recommendation at this point in time. I just wanted to draw attention to a whole bunch of items that I still seriously have concerns about, and I hope some of my fellow council members today have questions or comments as well.
All right, Councillor Prume there. Councillor Trask, you had your hand up, please. Councillor Greenwood, you're next.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, so I fully agree with Councillor Prume in regards to his concerns, and respect and support his opinion. And I would hope that he would make a recommendation for an amendment of one of the options that we have before us today. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Councillor Greenwood. Any further comments from the council here? I sense we're in a bit of a discussion mode. I see a resident or a ratepayer from Corman Park raising his hand. Do we wish to grant him the opportunity to speak? It's up to council.
Yes, it would be up to council as a
yep.
If there's majority vote.
So I'm asking, you'll make the recommendation. All in favor? I see that's carried. So, sir, you may have a few moments and speak to council here. Maybe just state your name and.
Yes, my name is
Okay, the problems in this are really huge. First of all, they said it themselves from the start. This is temporary line, 50 years at best. Our experience is no, it's 30. So in the meantime, they're gonna have to find another route. So if we don't address this problem in 30 years from now to correct this mistake, they could end up spending $300 million to correct this mistake. And there's ways around it. The technology and what I've seen happen is it's the treatment process that causes the lines to plug faster than they should. So we're doing it all backwards. We should be looking at different models, models that can eliminate these lines and turn it into a permanent solution. It's going to cost a whole lot less money. Problems don't go away. Like I said, if we don't do this, look at some other options. We're looking at a $300 million repair in 30 years from now. And then when we get more densely populated, where are they going to go for another route? If you go down the middle of a road, I just looked up, put in manholes. You can't put them in unless it's concrete pipe. And then even then, they got to reinforce underneath the concrete pipe to make these manholes hold up to heavy traffic. So this got thrown into my yard in a meeting when they realized they weren't going to be. We were saying, no, not this route. So they just all of a sudden we'll go down the middle of the road. Well, there was no engineering behind it. So it's got to go on a concrete pipe. It's got to be reinforced with concrete. Now, if you go allow them to go down the middle of a road, whose road is it? Is it the city of Saskatoon's or ours? There's legal issues here. And I think that needs to be addressed too. I think it's our road, and they should have to go, and there should be a decommission policy and stuff. But if we go with a different model here, we can go with the lagoon, and now they're going to have to expand the lagoons. Well, there's other options there too. And so over the years, what we learned is pumping through temporary lines, we can go long distances. Hypothetically, if you put a lagoon just right on the north side of Saskatoon, east of the chemical plant, you could double your holding capacity. You could pump it over to the North 40 twice a year. What used to take 3 to 4 weeks to empty the city lagoon, it now takes 2 and 3 days to inject the farmland. That's how efficient it's gotten. So we got to look at the new technology. Is there better ways? Is there ways to eliminate these expensive lines? We have to open this up for full discussion. Problems don't go away. Like, we're talking about a temporary line right off the bat here. And, you know, and then even years before, like, we're talking about a different route. And we have to make a service route out of the city, away from homes and stuff. We got to make it an industrial route where people don't build buildings, structures. And we got to be responsible for urban sprawl. Well,
Mr. Schreiner, for those comments.
So the way I see it, there's recommendations on the floor. We can get a recommendation from the council, or we accept this all as information. So which route does council want to take? I'm open to suggestions.
Well, administration, your recommendation. So it'd be up to council to choose the recommendation that they so choose.
Right. We've heard Hargrave.
Almost. You almost got it wrong. That's okay. I, in listening into Councillor Prum and Councillor Greenwood, I'm leaning into I know there was no formal recommendation by Councillor Prum, but I think that there should be one. We've discussed the paving of the road. We've discussed that issue before. That we should have, if they're going to put those manholes down, they can't put them down the gravel road. It has to be a paved road. We've discussed that with them before, and I think that I'm in favor of sort of moving ahead with the project. I still think it's a good project. Saskwater is sort of still going to do good things for the RM with the purple water line, but in order for us to properly do this and not be a big liability for us down the road, I think that we do need that road paved, and that was a request we made some time ago and never received a reply on it. But I do think that should be part of our acceptance of it.
Thank you, Reeve Hargrave. Any comments from the council? Anybody prepared to make a recommendation? And I guess if there's no recommendation, it's received as information as the report. So, yeah, Councillor Prum, please.
Is anybody else going to speak yet?
Does anyone else wish to speak to this agenda item today, please? I see none, Councillor Prum. Councillor Balzer, sorry if I missed you.
No, I'm very tardy today. I don't know. To Councillor Prum's comments, the most important to me as well is the pavement of that roadway, properly managing these manholes access. The second is that the reclamation or the obligation of reclamation of the abandoned pipelines. I mean, there's hope that maybe they'll be used, yada, yada, yada. I don't believe that we should move forward without the city being held accountable for the reclamation if and when it needs to happen. And so that that would be another piece of the recommendation that I would like to see in there.
All right. Thank you for your comments. Any other comments from my fellow councillors or the ones abroad? Nope, I don't see anything. Councillor Prum?
Then I would like to basically this morning endorse option number 3, but I want to change it after, if you can pull that up, yes. So I want, after it says Township Road 382, I want it to be replaced by that it will be a done to a paved road standard, and the waste dash water capacity must be secured through Sask Water, and any decommissioning and liability of the former lines will become the responsibility of the City of Saskatoon.
Councillor Prum, do you have that written out by any chance?
No.
Or do we just go, do we just decide we'll vote on what you said?
Eileen probably is doing a really good job of taking notes.
I mean, I want to make sure we get this done correct and we're voting on the right thing here, folks. So
it's recorded as well.
All right. All right. Councillor Hadouk, please.
If I may speak to this a little bit. So they are putting the manholes in the middle of the paved road. True. So they can, is that what's going to happen or?
Hader will be able
Hader, please.
We can likely refer to the City of Saskatoon in more detail, but I believe some of them are in the road and some would be closer to the ditch. And with respect to the manholes with the gravel road, the recommendation initially was that it could go in the on the road if it needs to go on the road. And then there would be about 80 or so millimeters of gravel on top of that. So it wouldn't be flush with the road surface, because maintaining that with a grader and stuff could be challenging if you have a metal manhole sticking up. So it'd be buried under 80 millimeters of gravel was the intent if it was to be a gravel road. And if there's maintenance needed, it would just be the 4 inches or so of gravel that would need to be removed to get to the manhole and go down. And like I said, some of them I believe would be in the ditch and a couple would be on the road surface as well. But I can refer to the City of Saskatoon as well if they have more details to provide.
I just want to finish that. So if they're doing maintenance in the middle of the highway and the farmer has to get to his field, the purpose of the manholes is for maintenance, obviously. So the road's going to be shut down and the ratepayer can't get to his field, and that's also a problem. And ratepayers getting to work, because they're going to have to block off the whole road. They can't just, you know, go around where they're working. So I don't know. It's just, there's too much to, there's more to it, like Art says. So, and if it was us and we left something in the ditch, the city would be, hey, clean up your mess. So just a.
All right. There is a recommendation on the floor. Is there any further discussion? Okay, well, can you, how do I know? Councillor Greenwood, you had your hand up. Why don't we go to you right away?
I just wanted to ask if when we say paved standard, does that indicate something that other than them say chip sealing it, or what kind of a pavement is it? That would be my question.
You can just update it to an asphalt paved surface.
All right. Do we have any comments from the City of Saskatoon on your computer? All
Hello,
right.
Can you hear me?
I guess we do. Yeah. Go ahead, sir. Identify yourself.
Yeah. Mitch McMahon, City of Saskatoon, Saskatoon Water Department. Everything that Hader just said about the manholes can either be located in the center of the road or considering putting them in the ditch is factual. So no further comments.
Thank you for that clarity. Are there any more? Anybody want to talk about this? Any more discussion on this recommendation that's on the floor here? Councillor Greenwood, please.
Being that Councillor Hadouk had spoken about manholes causing issues for people going down the road, is it possible to put all the manholes in the ditches, or some of them absolutely have to go in the middle of the roadway? Just for my clarification I'd like to hear from the city. Thank you.
All right. Did the city of Saskatoon hear that question? Could you respond, please?
Hello. Yes, we have the ability to put the manholes in the ditch if required.
All right. Thank you. Councillor Prum, do you have any final comments before I ask for the vote on this?
Then I'm going to ask my fellow councillor to his last question, that if I can amend my motion slightly to actually mandate the manholes to be put in the ditches.
All right. There's a friendly. He's asking you for a friendly amendment. Do you accept,
Councillor
Greenwood?
Yeah.
Councillor Greenwood accepts. You're good. So there's a friendly amendment.
It's my recommendation, but I wanted to make sure that that what I was hearing from him is that then I'm good. I'm good to take it. I just wanted to make sure. The final comments I have, Mr. Chairman, this morning is frankly is I think it's very much my job, obviously, as the council member for this division, but also for the municipality of the RM McCormick Park, to maintain accountability to our ratepayers, to what's for the benefit of RM. And I can appreciate that this is a project that's bigger and greater for the region and for the city, but it is my job for accountability to my ratepayers. And I just want to reiterate before you call the vote that if they don't like this thing, they can move the line to the west, which the group is not opposed to whatsoever, because we know the line needs to go somewhere. So at the end of the day, that is still an option to them, and we believe that is a financially cheaper option, but that I'm not going to get in debate about that today. But with that, those are my closing comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Prum. I guess we have one. Well, I'll allow that Reeve Hargrave to speak. That you can speak.
Just a clarification. If we've changed made the friendly amendment to move the manholes to in the ditch, would we be taking out the paved standard of the road then? Because it wouldn't be necessary then if the manholes are all in the ditch. Just asking. I just for clarification.
Councillor Prum.
No, I want to keep it paved because this is supposed to be so beneficial to the area, it's going to become a thoroughway. It might as well be paved because else it's going to come back to us in 10 years as a project that the ratepayers are going to say we're dusted out. We want this road paved. So I will leave it in there, Reeve. Thank you.
Thank you for those comments. So with that, I will ask for a vote on Councillor Prum's recommendation. Everybody's aware of the recommendation. All right. All in favor? It's carried. All right. Number 5, motion to adjourn. All right, Councillor Hadouk, meeting adjourned.